Certificates of title to be removed in Tasmania. What practitioners need to know. For decades, paper certificates of title have sat securely in firm safes as the traditional symbol of property ownership. That era formally ends in Tasmania on the 1st of September 2026, when the Land Titles Office officially removes paper certificates from the titling process for all Torrens title land. What is changing? The transition relies strictly on the date of lodgement rather than the settlement or matter creation date. Any registry instrument lodged with the Land Titles Office prior to the 1st of September 2026 still requires the physical certificate of title to be produced under current rules. Documents lodged on or after that date will not require one. Practitioners managing matters straddling the deadline can prepare files in advance without producing the paper title, provided final lodgement occurs on or after the 1st of September. General law titles remain unaffected by this change. While clients are welcome to keep existing certificates as personal mementos, the physical paper will no longer, on its own, confer or prove a right to deal with land. It may, however, serve as supporting context alongside other documentation during the transition period. Practitioners currently holding physical titles on behalf of clients should reach out to arrange their return or secure destruction. Why this shift is happening? The Land Titles Office has been explicit about the rationale. Physical certificates carry an inherent risk of fraud, as a paper document can be presented by an unauthorized individual claiming to be the owner. Under Section 33 of the Land Titles Act 1980, the Tasmanian Register has always been the legal, conclusive evidence of title, while physical certificates served merely as point-in-time extracts. To support the removal of paper titles, the Land Titles Office introduced identity-based safeguards through its conveyancing process reforms. Separately, the register itself, which has been electronic since the 1990s, is underpinned by the Tasmanian government's cybersecurity policy and is actively monitored and backed up. Security now shifts from physical paper possession to verified identity. Moving forward, practitioners must ensure compliance with verification of identity, VOI, standards, confirm the right to deal, obtain explicit client authorizations, and retain evidence of these checks for every transaction. Next steps for your practice. With the 1st of September 2026 deadline approaching, practitioners should take a few practical steps to prepare. Audit physical titles. Review active files and office safes to identify physical certificates and establish a process for client returns or destruction. Verify identity workflows. Audit internal VOI and right to deal processes to confirm they align with current Land Titles Office standards. Track key lodgement dates. Identify settlements scheduled around the 1st of September 2026 to ensure title requirements are handled correctly based on the target lodgement date. Update precedent suites. Adjust standard templates and checklists to remove references to certificate production for post-September lodgements. The broader industry direction. Tasmania's transition reflects a broader national shift away from paper-based ownership and toward verified digital identity as the core of secure property transactions. Relying on government-maintained registers backed by robust digital checks creates a far more resilient workflow than relying on physical paperwork. InfoTrax property search and VOI tools are built around these digital standards, giving practitioners an efficient, secure way to confirm title details and verify identities without relying on physical documents. Explore InfoTrax verification suite to streamline your practice's transition ahead of the 1st of September deadline.